This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. I thank you for taking 15 minutes out of your day to join me each and every day as we study together the Word of Almighty God. We are going to do something different here to wrap up this week. And I want to look at something, a word that the Lord gave me here this week as I've been contemplating some things that I see in the news and things all around me. This message, this short message today, is entitled, "Do Not Give What Is Holy to the Dogs." And that's a scripture verse that's actually in the Lord Jesus' Sermon on the Mount, Matthew chapter 7, verse 6. It says this, it says, "Now, unbelievably, perhaps, this is the Lord Jesus speaking and not me or a bigot or some hypocrite or some mean, nasty, evil, horrible person down the street or on the TV. This is what the Son of God says. This is His instruction. I pray that you here today and in the coming days would find some application for His instruction. He says this. Matthew chapter 7, verse 6, he says, "Do not give what is holy to the dogs, and do not throw your pearls or cast your pearls before swine, or they will trample them under their feet and turn and tear you to pieces." Speaking for myself, sometimes I think I've got the idea of evangelism all wrong. You see, there's a time to speak, and there is a time not to speak. As Solomon would say in Ecclesiastes, to everything there is a season, a time for every purpose under heaven, a time to be born, a time to die, a time to plant, a time to pluck up what is planted, a time to kill, a time to heal, a time to weep, a time to laugh, a time to mourn, and a time to dance, a time to cast away stones, and a time to gather stones, a time to embrace, a time to refrain from embracing. There's a time to gain and a time to lose, a time to keep and a time to throw away, a time to tear and a time to sow, a time to keep silent and a time to speak, a time to love and a time to hate, a time of war and a time of peace." That's Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verses 1 through 8. I put it to you, friend, that there's a time to preach the gospel, and there's a time to be silent. The Lord said on His famous Sermon on the Mount, He says, "Do not give what is holy to the dogs," meaning the Word of God is precious and priceless like a pearl. Hear me. It's not to be wasted on those that have no desire to hear it. Now, the Apostle Paul practices as well. Acts 13:46, "Then Paul and Barnabas grew bold and said, 'It was necessary that the word of God should be spoken to you first, but since you reject it and judge yourselves unworthy of everlasting life, behold, we'll turn to the Gentiles.'" You see, and our Lord once again says, "Whoever will not receive you, nor hear your words, when you depart from that house or city, shake off the dust from your feet. Assuredly, I say to you, It'll be more tolerable for the land of Sodom and Gomorrah in the day of judgment than for that city. Behold, I send you out as sheep in the midst of wolves. Therefore, be as wise as serpents and as harmless as doves. That's Matthew chapter 10, verses 14 through 16. Indeed, you and I are sent out as sheep among wolves. To be as wise as a serpent instructs me by discernment to know when to hold my tongue. For instance, I read last week of a reporter in the state of Indiana here in the United States, and this reporter was on a mission. They were on a mission to find a business, not just any old business, but a business that was willing and was going to and was committed to following the Bible and following their principles, and that was not going to go against their conscience. Now, this reporter was not searching for truth. They were not inquiring for spiritual insight. They were looking for a story. And in that instance, I'm here to tell you today, I believe the Bible instructs us to be quiet, to be silent. Do not give what is holy to the dogs, nor cast your pearls before swine. You see, friend, there's a time to speak. There's a time to preach. There's a time to preach the gospel, and there's a time to be quiet. I read another story of a Navy chaplain some 20 years in, and the man was set up deliberately by a homosexual who was married to another man, had no interest at all in what the truth was, but the Navy chaplain was set up. They sought him out deliberately and asked him the question, "Mr. Chaplain, what thinkest thou? What's your opinion? Is marriage between a man and a woman? What thinkest thou?" And the Navy chaplain, a decorated veteran in the Navy, said, "I believe marriage is between a man and a woman." And that was all he needed to say. Then the Gestapo came out, and this man is on his way down. He's going to be thrown out of the service for his belief and standing with the Bible and standing with the Word of God. But you see, the Lord Jesus said it was going to be this way, and he commanded. This is in the command. This is in the imperative when he says, "Do not cast your pearls before swine, nor give what is holy to the dog." See, the question is, when the question is, what's my opinion of gay marriage? My answer now is, why do you want to know? Why do you want to know? What's your interest in it? There's my opinion and there's God's opinion. Why do you want to know? There's a time to speak up and there's a time to be quiet. Do not give what is holy to the dogs, Jesus said. Now, Paul Esposito doesn't say that. I'm telling you what the Son of God says. He says and instructs you and I, do not give what is holy to the dogs, nor cast your pearls before swine, because if you do, then this will be the end result. It says they will trample, he says, they will trample them, that is your pearls, under their feet and turn and tear you to pieces. Haven't you seen that every time I put it to you? It's disobedience to the command of the Lord Jesus. When he, in the imperative, commands you, do not give what is holy, the precious word of God, to someone that's not thirsty, to someone that doesn't want to hear, to someone that is on a mission to take you down, do not give what is holy to the dogs, he says. There is a time to talk. There's a time to be quiet. There's a time to preach, and there's a time not to preach. Again, let's follow the example of the Lord Jesus Christ. It says in Isaiah 53:7, he was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he did not open his mouth. like a lamb that is led to the slaughter, and like a sheep that is silent before its shearers, so he did not open his mouth. That's Isaiah 53:7. Now, I notice attitude is bold, but we've got to be obedient to the word of the Lord here. There's a time to speak. There's a time to be silent. Now, again, you are about to hear Paul Esposito's opinion, not God's instruction. And my opinion is this. Well, you know what? I better play it safe. And I better make the Lord Jesus' opinion my opinion. Then I can't go wrong, right? When I make his opinion my opinion, then I am guaranteed absolute 100% right. Right? I have to be. Because I'm not giving you my opinion. His opinion is my opinion. And this is what he says. He says, do not give what is holy to the dogs, nor cast your pearls before swine. Friends, cast your pearls to the hungry. Cast your pearls to the needy. Cast your pearls to the thirsty. And recognize the face of the enemy here at the end of the age. Another great example, too, is this poor, poor man, the CEO of Chick-fil-A. Look at what's happened to this man. And the hatred countrywide. This man is hated more than Adolf Hitler could have ever been hated. Because they asked him, sir, what's your opinion of traditional? What's your opinion of marriage? And the man said, I believe marriage is between a man and a woman. And that's why he's hated today. That's why so many people despise this man and hate Chick-fil-A. Because he said he believed marriage was between a man and a woman. Now, do I say that you should hold your tongue and not even say that? No. I'm just saying recognize your enemy. You see, recognize, remember what the Lord Jesus said. He says, do not give what is holy to the dogs. Some people are out to try to bring you down. They're not searching for truth. The Lord Jesus said, shake off the dust from off of your feet and move on somewhere else when they're not searching for truth. Do not give what is holy to the dogs. The word of God is holy. It's precious. It's for those that are hungry, those that are thirsty. Be wise as serpents and as innocent as doves as you give out and share your pearls with others. Thank you. We're about out of time here for today. You're listening to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host, Paul Esposito. I thank you for listening here today. For more on this ministry, you can go to WGODradio.com. Like our Facebook page, WGOD Radio. Also on Twitter, you can like us at WGOD Radio. Follow along with us. We're going through the Revelation verse by verse. We're almost done. We're going to pick it up in chapter 20 and our next program. Again, I thank you for joining us. And remember the words of the Lord Jesus Christ. Do not give what is holy to the dogs, nor cast your pearls before swine, lest they trample them under their feet and turn and rip you to pieces. You're listening to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web at WGODontheair.net. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.